ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 18 ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ. ಸೊ ಬೈ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಆನ್ಸರಿಂಗ್ ಅರ್ಜುನಾಸ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ಸಮ್ಡ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಟಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇಯರ್. And then Krishna wants to give the essence of Jnana Yoga, discussed in the 4th, the 5th and the 6th chapters. And the again essence of Jnana Yoga is what? Is Atma. Atma is Akarta and Abhokta. Atma does not do anything and therefore it does not reap any consequences also. Which was emphasized actually in the 4th, 5th and 6th chapters. ಕರ್ಮಣ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಅಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಚ ಕರ್ಮಯಃ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಗ್ನಿದಗ್ಧ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಂ ತಮಾಹುಹು ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಬುಧಾಹ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ. ಸೊ ಪಶ್ಯನ್ ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್ ಜಿಗ್ರನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ 6th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ವಾಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್, ವೇರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. Atma is Akarta. And here to talk about the Akartrutvam of Atma, Krishna first points out the instruments that are involved in doing karma. He said 5 factors are involved in doing karma, namely the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha and the Devam factor. So this is pointed out to show Atma is not one of these 5 factors at all. Atma is different from all of them. Since Atma is not any one of these 5 factors, Atma is not a karta. So this is how Krishna is developing the arguments here. Now let us see shloka number 16. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuyaham ಪಶ್ಯತ್ಯಕೃತಬುದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾತ್ ನ ಸ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ದುರ್ಮತಿ ತತ್ರ ಏವಂ ಸತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಂಡ್ ಡನ್ ಬೈ ದೀಸ್ 5 ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ನಮಯ ಕೋಶ, ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಕೋಶ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕರ್ತ and since Atma is Akarta, evam sati. Sati means being, evam sati. So, yaha Atmanam Kartaram Pashyati. Yaha, that person, Atmanam Kartaram Pashyati, who looks upon Atma as Karta, saha na Pashyati. He does not see things properly at all. Anybody who thinks Atma is Karta, is the doer, he does not see things properly. That is, a person of improper vision alone will say Atma is Karta. One of proper vision will never say Atma is Karta. Because Karta happens to be the 4 factors plus Daivam. Okay, and what type of Atma? Krishna says, Kevalam Atmanam. Atma is Kevalaha Asangaha. Not associated with anything. Why does Krishna emphasize this? Because sometimes what will happen? We may do any action, but when we are connected to something that is active, even if you don't do any action, for example, when we are connected to something that is active, because of our connection, we will also become active. Kartrutvam is actually twofold. Doership is twofold. Either you are doer directly a karta, or you may be a kartru sambandhat karta, because of association with a doer. You can also become a karta. So one is swataha karta. For example, when you drive the car yourself, swataha karta, you are driving it yourself. But when you are seated in a moving car, even if you do not do anything, you also travel. Somebody else is driving and you are also traveling because of association. So you become a karta. Similarly, one may think, okay, Atma is not doing anything, right? But Atma is in the body. So, the 4 koshas and devam, they are all body. When the 4 koshas are involved in kama, in karma, then Atma also will become a karta. So, because of what? The association with anatma, the body. such a doubt may come. So by using the word kevalam, Krishna says that is also not possible. Because Atma has no association with Anatma whatsoever. Why? Asangatvat. Atma being asangaha. It cannot be associated with Anatma at all. Like what? Like Gata Akashavate. Even though we say Gata Akashaha, we cannot say when the pot is moving, the Akasha is moving. Similarly, even though Atma is in the body, Atma does not get affected by the actions of the body. And so, Kevalam, Asangam, Shuddham, Atmanam, Kartaram, Pashyati. So, if a person sees as Karta, Saha, Na Pashyati, he does not understand properly at all. So, all these ideas have already been given in the second chapter. Yayenam Vetti Hantaram. Yaschainam manyate hatam ubhauta unavijanitaha nayam hanti na hanyate. We saw it already in the second chapter. Atma does not kill anyone. It is not killed by anyone either. If a person says Atma is a killer or karta, that person does not know saha na pashyati. So why he does not understand? Durmatihi. One whose mind is polluted with ignorance, such a person. So, dushta matihi yasya, a defective intellect, a person's mind who is defective. What is the defect in the intellect? Ignorance is the defect. Ignorance in the intellect. And since the intellect is ignorant, Krishna says, akrita buddhitvat. And therefore, his buddhi is akritam. Akrita means asamskritam, not purified at all. So, not purified means what? Where Atma, Anatma, Viveka has not been understood properly. So, Akritam means Asamskrita Buddhihi, unrefined Buddhi, unrefined intellect, untrained intellect or uncultivated intellect, indisciplined intellect, all those things are same. So, this is, so because our natural tendency is what? Mixing up Atma and Anatma is our natural tendency, right from birth. We have been saying, I am doing, I am born to so and so. All those things we have been telling right from birth. So this is I, the Atma, is identified with the Anatma, the body. Thus Atma, Anatma mixing up is natural, is prakritam, is inborn. Then what do we mean by samskara then? The growth and the samskara is reversing this natural tendency and cultivating the new wisdom. And what is the wisdom? Atma is akarta and shariram eva kartru. Only the body is the doer. And therefore Krishna says, saha durmatihi na pashyati. For this, we have to remember actually the third chapter. So, prakritehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. We already saw it in the third chapter. So, all actions are done by prakriti. Prakriti gunas. That means what? Again, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. All these things only do the actions. In the 18th chapter, he gives it as 5 factors. In the 3rd chapter, he gave it as prakriti gunas. That's the only difference. Both are one and the same. And the actions done by the prakriti gunas are mistaken as purusha's action. The actions of the atma. So Krishna says, ahankara vimudhatma. Same thing here also. Shloka 17. Yasya na ahankruto bhavaha buddhir yasya na lipyate. Hatva pisa iman lokat nahantinani badhyate. So in the 16th sloka, the ignorant person's view that was pointed out. And what is his view? Mixing of Atma and Anatma. Taking one for the other. In Vedanta, this is called Anyonya Adhyasaha. We have introduced these terms earlier also. Anyonya Adhyasaha or Anyonya Tadatnyam. So this is the problem of the ignorant person. And now what is wisdom? Yasya ahankritaha bhavaha na. The one who does not have the notion that I am doing, I am the doer, ahankrita bhavaha, I am doing the action. And when will this notion come? When I, the Atma, identify with Anatma, then the notion will come because I am the doer.
And that identified I, that is called Ahankara. The I that identifies with the body, Anatma, that is called Ahankara. The unidentified I is called Aham, which is Akarta, that Atma. So, where the very same Aham is placed on the body, the Anatma, then it is called Ahankara. So, that is all the difference, Aham and Ahankara. So, the real I will become then the false I, or the capital I will become the small crooked I. Swamiji always tells the crooked I, Ahankara I. So, the capital self becomes small self, small s. Therefore, Ahankritaha Babaha, Aham Karomi Iti Abhimanaha. I am the doer. Nasti. This will not be there. For whom? For a wise person. And if Kartrutvam is not there, Kartrutvam means the doership. If it is not there, then Bhoktrutvam also cannot be there. Therefore, Krishna says, Yasya Buddhihi Na Lipyate. And whose mind is not affected by, is not tainted by, Na Lipyate. What? That we have to supply here. Karma palena na lipyate. It is not affected by karma palam. And what does it indicate? Karma palam does not affect me. That means what? I don't take karma palam as belonging to myself. That's what it means. Because karma palam belongs to whom? Karma palam belongs to the karta, the doer. To whomsoever karma belongs, to that person only, karma palam also will belong. I never claimed karma as mine. Therefore, I don't claim karma palam also as mine. And when I don't claim karma as mine, I am called akarta. And when I don't claim karma palam also as mine, I am called abhokta. It is as simple as that. Therefore, yasya buddhihi karma palena na lipyate. That means what? Yaham bhokta na bhavati. He is not becoming a bhokta also. Yasya na ahankrito bhavaha. That means what? Yaham karta na bhavati. He is not a doer also. So, buddhir yasya na lipyate. That means yaham bhokta na bhavati. He doesn't become the enjoyer of the karma also. Because he is not the doer. So, the first line is, Yaha akarta abhokta asti. What will happen to him? Nothing will happen to him. Saha iman lokan hatva api. Even if he kills all these soldiers in this battle, nothing will affect him. Here, Krishna takes killing action because this is the battlefield. In normal circumstances, he would have taken something else. Here, he is taking killing action. So, if Gita teaching is done amidst a dinner table, for example, he would have said, Iman Sarvan Bhuktvapi. He would have told perhaps. So, even if he eats all these wonderful dishes, Saha Abhokta Bhavati, he will not be an enjoyer if it is an eating place. Since it is a battleground, he says, Iman Lokan Hatva Api. Even if he kills Hatva, all these soldiers, Nahanta, he does not kill anyone at all. Na nibadhyate, he is not bound by the killing action also, the jnani. Or the palam also. That is better, for example, the palam also. So this is so the hanana kriya papena na nibadhyate, not bound by the sin of killing. This shloka actually may be misleading for some people. We have discussed this before actually. Still we will remind for the sake of our completion here. A person can really quote this shloka and do all crimes and say that I did not do anything, any crime at all. It is only Anatma that did the crime. He may even argue it in a court. But remember, the judge also will say, I am not putting Atma in jail, but I am putting only the Anatma in jail. Therefore, a criminal cannot take this argument. Therefore, Atma is Akarta and Abhokta. But Shariram must do karma according to Dharma only. So, that must be always remembered. I am not Karta. That is all right. But I should not allow my body to do Adharma. No doubt, even if the body does Adharma, I, the Atma, won't be affected. That is true. But still, the Anatma body must do according to Dharma only. Even if it not for my sake, loka sangraha mevapi, So, sampashyan kartum arhasi. We already have seen that earlier. For worldly harmony, for setting the standard for the world. So, even though I am not the body should not violate dharma. So, yasya buddhihi na lipyate saha hatvapi na hantaha na nibadhyate. He is not affected by punyam and papam. In fact, he is a muktaha. Shloka 18. Jnanam yeyam parijnata trivida karma chodana karanam karma karteti trivida karma sangraha. So, with the 17th shloka, the Jnana Yoga topic is over, which started from the 13th shloka. Up to 12th shloka, Karma Yoga topic was given, but under the caption of Sattvika Sannyasi. Only the title was different. Then 13th to 17th, that essence of Jnana Yoga, we already told, chapter 18 is only a summary chapter of all that was discussed earlier. So, from the 18th shloka onwards, Krishna will take up several topics and divide them into groups of three. He will take seven topics and each one he will divide into groups of three, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, very much similar to the 17th chapter. So, three types of shraddha, three types of ahara, three types of yajna, dana, all those things. So, seven topics he will take, each one divided into three. And what is the purpose of this division? The purpose is a seeker should take the sattvic variety. Even though all these three things are there, he should take the sattvic variety and should carefully avoid the rajasic and tamasic varieties. He should take Devi Sampath only, not Asuri Sampath. Avoid Rakshasi and Asuri Sampath. So, we can take this portion as the sadhana portion, discipline or value portion. Before that, he is introducing the topic in the 18th shloka. And what does he say? He says, all our transactions in the world that can be divided into two categories. In Sanskrit, all our vyavaharas, transactions, they can be divided into two. One is jnana vyavaharam, so the transactions of knowledge, and karma vyavaharam, that means transactions of action. So, jnana vyavaharaha, karma vyavaharascha, there is a two divisions. Now, before doing any action, I must know how that action has to be done. Right? Without knowledge, action cannot be done. For example, if you go to attend some function in the evening, what is the pre-requirement? First, we should know that there is a function going on. We read the newspaper or whatever it is. And it is what vyavahara then? It is a jnana vyavahara, because we should have the knowledge that's going on. While reading the paper, jnana indriyas, they function, and not the karmendriyas, because when you read buddhi, manas, or one is hearing the news in the TV or radio. So that is through one vyavahara or the other, first the jnanam has to be gathered, the knowledge has to be gathered. Then on, the application of jnanam is one's activity where karmendriyas will function. In scientific terms, we call it science and technology, for example. There are certain pure scientists who do research and find new theories. And their vyavahara is what? Jnana vyavahara. Then there are factories, you know, who put those things into action, which alone we are using in day-to-day life. Therefore, jnanati icchati yatate. Jnanati, he knows. Icchati, he desires. Yatate, he works. This is life, always. Similarly, brahmacharya ashrama is jnana vyavahara. And grahastha ashrama is karmendriya vyavahara. Whatever was learnt in the brahmacharya ashrama, they are applied in the grahastha ashrama. So, only two vyavaharas are there, jnana vyavahara and karma vyavahara. And having divided into two, now Krishna divides each of these vyavaharas, transactions, as having three factors. And what are those three factors? Very simple, jnata, jnanam and jnayam, the triputi. Jnata means the knower. Jnanam is the knowledge. So, antakarana vrittihi is jnanam. And the jnayam, the object of knowledge. So, all these three things should be there. So, every jnanam has got a corresponding object of knowledge. Biology means animals. Botany means plants. Astronomy means heavenly bodies. So, without these three, no jnana vyavahara can take place. All these things are required. And without jnata, jnanam and jnayam, they, you know, cannot do. Without jnayam, jnanam and jnata cannot do, and so on. So all the three are required. So Krishna says, these three factors are trividha. Trividha means three types of them. So karma chodana, kampal karma chodana means impulse or forces of action. One more step we have to go also, and that then will be clear. Jnata, jnanam and jnayam are three ingredients of jnanam. All three are ingredients. So even though they are ingredients of jnanam, they are called karma chodana because they are the ones which force a person into action. Unless you know there is a function, you cannot desire, nor you can go. Every action is preceded by a desire, and every desire is preceded by knowledge. Action is impossible without karma and kama, without desire. And kama is impossible without jnanam. Kama is the desire to go or do whatever. So jnanam, kama, karma. But here we have to note one thing very, very carefully. The word jnanam refers to which jnanam? That is important. Atma jnanam or anatma jnanam? Important. Here jnanam refers to only anatma jnanam, because that alone produces desires. Kama is produced by anatma jnanam. Atma jnanam will destroy desires and action. So it is enemy to kama and karma, atma jnanam. So whereas anatma jnanam alone favors kama and karma. So jnanam here refers to anatma jnanam. We have to be very careful. Jnanam does not mean all the time only atma jnanam. And the moment you get the knowledge, you feel that it is very, very nice. For example, TV or whatever. I should buy it and so on. Once desire comes, desire will force a person into action. So these factors are called what? Karma chodana. Forces behind action. Okay, then what is the next three? What are the next three now? So karanam, karma, karta, iti. Karanam, karma, karta, iti. The next three are three factors connected with action. That also we can easily understand. Karta, karta is the doer. Karanam is the instrument. And karma, karma refers to the object. Here also we should understand carefully. The word karma has got many meanings in Vedanta. That is why we need acharyas and interpreters. If you go and just read a Gita book ourselves, we will understand in whatever way we want to understand. The word karma has got many meanings. According to the context, we have to take the meaning. One meaning of karma is action. That's what popularly known. Another meaning is object of action. Here, the word karma refers to the object. And there is a third meaning also, that is karma palam is also called karma. In what context? For example, prarabdham, prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is, it is the karma or karma palam. So in sanchitam and agami, all are karma pala only. Sanchita karma means karma palam. So when someone says it is my karma, it is not any action that he is doing, it is the karma palam that he enjoys or suffers from previous actions. So here karma means object. So these three vidaha, these three factors are required for karma sangraha. Three factors of action, kriya. So sangraha means constituents or factors. These three are the constituents of action. So now there are six factors, knower, known, knowledge. They are the causes of action. Then doer, object, and instrument, they are the factors of action. So one is cause for action, the other one is factor of action. Okay, and of these six factors, Krishna is going to take some of them and divide into three each. Sattvika jnata, sattvika jnanam, sattvika karma, rajasa jnata, and so on. So this is the introduction to that thing, particular thing. Sloka 19. Jnanam karma cha kartha cha tridhaiva guna vedataha prochyate guna sankhyane yatavachrunu tanyapim. Of the six factors that we just mentioned, Krishna is taking some of them. Jnanam. Jnanam means from the all or anatma jnana. Be careful. So from the first group of three, he takes one, namely jnanam. From the second group, he takes two, karma and karta. Here also, we have to be carefully note, we have to note, Karma does not refer to object here. Karma refers to action here. The previous loka we said is object. Here it is action. Three types of action. And karta refers to three types of doers. So, Arjuna, there are three types of jnanam, three types of doers, and three types of action. Based on what? Guna bedataha. Based on three types of gunas. Sattva guna, rajva guna, and tamo guna. Okay, where all these things are said, Krishna says, guna sankhyane prochyate. These are mentioned in the Sankhya Shastram. In the Sankhya Shastram. Sankhya Shastram is called Guna Sankhyanam. Because they specialize on the discussion of three gunas. So, gunanam, sankhyanam, enumeration. Whoever enumerates the guna and discusses about them, those gunanam, sankhyanam, yasmin shastre, tat guna sankhyanam. And even though it is originally discussed in Sankhya Shastra, it has been accepted and borrowed in Vedanta also. Therefore, we can take it as good as Vedantic teaching. So, we can generally say the science of gunas, it is talked about in the Shastram of gunas. So, guna sankhyane prochyate. And Arjuna, tan api shruno. May you listen to those divisions also. Yathavat, tavat prapadi. So, generally, our intellect is very active in the middle of the discourse. In the beginning and towards the end, it will be mostly tapered in any class also. Only 5 more minutes are left. They will start closing the book, close the pen, put the book in the bag, or you know, look at the door, whatever it is. These are all general tendencies of people. Here also, 17 chapters are over. 18 chapters is only summing up. But don't be loose-minded. So, yathavate, properly. Listen to this chapter also, properly. So, till the last sentence, one should listen carefully. Because if the teacher is good, he will make meaningful statements even till the last minutes. For a good teacher, perhaps. Otherwise, he will also become loose-minded. Since the students are going to be loose-minded. But an ideal student is one who will be alert from the moment the class starts till the end. That is very important. So Arjuna, don't be relaxed. That is why I tried to finish it in exactly, 1 hour every time. To be attentive even for that long is tough, I understand. And if I prolong, it is going to be non-productive. But I may take 10 more minutes or so today. Maybe this may be the case for the rest of the lectures, perhaps. So, yathavatim tani shruno. May you listen to it properly. So, savadhana manaha tan shruno. With an attentive mind, may you listen. So, just these two shlokas, they happen to be introductory shlokas. Now, the divisions are going to begin. And we should remember actually the order. First, the jnanam. He said, jnanam karma cha karta cha. So, the first item is three types of jnanam is what is going to talk. So, next item, three types of karma, and the next item will be three types of karta. So, for each item, one shloka each. Therefore, 9 shlokas will serially come. Shloka 20. Sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyayam ikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tajnanam viddhi sattvikam. So, what is sattvic jnana? Sattvic jnana, that is what is being talked here. A simple definition is liberating knowledge, is sattvic jnana, whatever gives you moksha. So, that Sankhya philosophers also say that liberating jnanam is sattvic jnanam. Vedantins also say the same thing. But there is a problem. What is the liberating knowledge is the question. In Sankhya philosophy, they say Dvaita Jnanam is Sattvic Jnanam. In Vedanta, what is liberating is liberating Jnanam. Therefore, we say Advaita Jnanam Eva Sattvic Jnanam in Vedanta. That is, all philosophers say that right knowledge is liberating Jnanam, but what is right Jnanam is the question. In Buddhism also, they say right knowledge is right faith. So, you have heard of the Eightfold Paths and all those things.
So Nayayika also says, right knowledge liberates. Everybody says that. Vaisheshikas also say, right knowledge liberates. We say, you are all correct. What is right knowledge? And Krishna says here, yet jnanam ekam ikshate. That jnanam which sees only one, ekam ikshate. What type of one? Ekam bhavam. Bhavam means vastu, one reality. One reality means one sat, parampurul. We call it in Tamil parampurul. And what type of vastu it is? Avyayam bhavam, which is avyayam, which is changeless, which is non-decaying. That knowledge which sees one changeless entity, where sarvabhuteshu, in all beings. So we have seen all these things before also. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini sunischaiva shupakecha panditaha samadrishnaha. We have seen all that. So sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani chatmani. So all these shlokas we have seen. So several times, that is the idea that is conveyed here. So yad jnanam sarvabhuteshu ekam bhavam ikshate. Actually, the word bhavaha actually can be taken more appropriately as atma. So that knowledge by which a person sees one atma in and through many divided anatmas, most important. The one who sees one atma, not only that, which is avibhaktam, which is undivided, no vibhakti at all. Where? Vibhakteshu. Among the divided things and beings, the plurality of the universe, one doesn't see no division. That is, the bodies are divided, but the Chaitanyam in the body is undivided. The minds are divided, but the Chaitanyam in the divided minds is undivided. So, avibhaktam vibhakteshu ikshate yad jnanam. So, yena jnanena ikshate. With whatever knowledge a person has such a vision, tat sattvikam jnanam vidhi. Tat, you know that alone as sattvika jnanam. In short, advaita jnanam or abheda jnanam is sattvika jnanam. Or eka atma darshanam eva sattvika jnanam. Then what about veda jnanam? He will say actually in the next shloka, shloka 21. Prithaktvena tu yajnanam nana bhavan prithakvidhan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhi rajasam. So here he says sarveshu bhuteshu prithaktvena veti. That person who sees the atma in everything as prithak. Prithak means different. In fact, this is Sankhya philosophy. That I have got an atma, you have got an atma, he has got an atma. Even according to Visishtadvaitam, each one has got different atmas. Many jivatmas are there and one paramatma is there. So according to all these systems of philosophies, atmas are many and they are different. Krishna says such a knowledge is called Vedajnanam, it is Rajasajnanam. So prithaktvena tu yajnanam nana bhavan prithakvidhan. For our experience, the jivatmas are seemingly many, because jivatma is associated with the body. And we are experiencing the jivatma only in every living body. And therefore, superficially, there are many jivatmas. So Krishna says, nana bhavan. Many jivatmas are experienced by us. And not only that, each one of them seems to be different from the others also. Devas are one type of jivatmas. Then manushyas, then there are animals, there are plants. All of them, different jivatmas. Each one of them have different types of karma, janma, punyam, papam, all those things. So, nana refers to plurality. Prithakvidan refers to differences. Not only they are many, each one is different from the other also. Many and varied. But jivatmas. And this is our experience. But what does Vedanta say? The Vedantic teaching is, even though the jivatmas appeared as many, they are all nothing but one paramatma only. Kshetran chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. We saw that. All these jivatmas are nothing but one paramatma's manifestation only. If that ekatva buddhi is there,
that is, all these jivatmas are none other than Paramatma, then it is Satvika Jnanam. Whereas, if I look upon these jivatmas as different, then it becomes Rajasa Jnanam. So, Nana Bhavan Prithak Vidhan Katam Veti Prithaktvena Veti. So, the Rajasic person knows it as differently. Even though they are essentially one Paramatma only. And where does he see this? Sarveshu Bhuteshu, in all beings. And within one human being itself, he differentiates. Brahmana Jivatma, Kshatriya Jivatma, Vaishya Jivatma, Shudra Jivatma. Thus, Varna Bedaha, Ashrama Bedaha, all these differences are because of Rajasa Drishti. So, Sarveshu Bhuteshu, Yat Jnanam Veti. Yat Jnanam means we have to convert into, again, Tritiya Bhakti, Yena Jnanena Veti, Kast Purushaha. So, Tat Rajasam Jnanam. Okay, and what is the essence now? Beda Darshanam is Rajasa Jnanam, Abeda Darshanam is Sattvika Jnanam. Shloka 22. Yattu Krishna Vade Kasmin Karye Saktamahaitukam Atatvartavadal Pancha Tattamasamudahritam. So, Tamasa Jnanam is being defined here. Krishna says that by which one is totally attached to one's physical form. Dehatma Abhimana Jnanam is called Tamasa Jnanam. In Rajasa Jnanam, at least he looks around and appreciates many forms. But in Tamasa Jnanam, he cannot appreciate even that. He is completely ignorant of all surroundings. His whole life is concerned with only his particular body. Or it can be seen in another way also perhaps. Advaitin talks about one formless, all-pervading Ishvara. The other people talk about the many forms of the Lord like Rama, Krishna, Devi and all that. And they say each one is different from the other. Vishnu is also God, Shiva is also God. Then they talk about superiority, inferiority, all the thing. So as the God level, at the God level also, they see differences. That is Rajasa Jnana. And then thereafterwards, they hold on to one particular form of the Lord and take that particular Lord to be the ultimate. There are certain systems of philosophy who claim that Krishna alone is the ultimate truth. They vehemently argue that other gods cannot be the ultimate reality at all. It can be only Krishna. Nothing wrong in saying Krishna is the ultimate truth. If they define Krishna as what? As Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. No objection at all. Instead of saying Brahman, they say Krishna. That is okay also. But even if they don't agree, they want Krishna in Krishna's form only. And at the same time, they want to claim that Krishna is the ultimate truth. And wherever in the Gita, when Krishna says, Mam or Aham, what do they say? That Aham should not mean the Lakshyartham, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam and all that thing. Aham should refer to Krishna's body only. There is a philosophy called Pushti Marga. It's not very commonly in the North India. They say Krishna alone is God. And that is Ekasmin Karye. In one particular form, they are all totally attached to that particular form only. So we can take as God vision as one form, or we can take as attached to our own body. Either one of them they can be taken in that manner. So Krishna says here, Ekasmin Karye Saktam, that knowledge by which a person is attached. Saktam means involved, a person who is attached, who is committed to, who is lost in that form. And what type of form? Ekasmin. Ekasmin, only one particular form. So Karyam here literally means the Shariram, the body. When we say Karya Karana Sangataha, Karyam means physical body. And Karana means subtle body. And Karana means the causal body. So Karyam, Karanam and Karam. Thus, Karana, Karana, Karyam. So Karyam refers to this Stula Shariram, the grass body. Karya Saktam. And Ahaitukam, which does not have any logic behind it at all. Ahaitukam. This also can be extended for both. We cannot claim I am the physical body. That is called the Charvakamatam. Who do not agree that other than the body there is no Atma at all. So, who do not agree that there is an Anatma behind the body.
They are called Dehatmavadis, Charvakas. Dehatmavadis, they are called Charvakas. For them, the individual Atma means the body only, nothing else. Which means every time a body is gone, new Jivatma is born, according to them. And every time the body goes, the Jivatma also goes. So they do not accept past Janma, they do not accept future Janma, because body has got only one Janma, and once it is burnt down, it is gone. It cannot go to Swargaloka and or anything, Naraka. So Eka Janma only. So then why different people are born in different forms and different sufferings, etc.? If Purva Janma Punyam and Papam are not accepted, how do you account for the differences in human beings? For that they have no answer, like the scientists. So they say it is accidental, okay, by chance, that's what they say. Not only that, whatever bad deeds we do also, nothing will happen because there is no question of suffering in future. We have to somehow escape this Janma. There is no question of next Janma in those philosophies. This is called Dehatma Vadaham or Charvaka Matam, which is totally illogical as far as Vedanta is concerned. And then another type of Tamasa Jnanam is taking Ishwara as a particular form. For example, when they say Krishna is the ultimate God, we ask the question, who is Krishna? Then they say Krishna in a particular form. And if Krishna is a particular form, how can be he then all-pervading? You say the Lord is all-pervading and you put a particular form, how can be all-pervading? They say it is a form also, at the same time it is all-pervading also. Is it logical? It cannot be. Secondly, anybody who has got a form, that form becomes perishable. We have seen every form has got what? The sixfold modifications. Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparanamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. All that we have seen. So whether it is Manushya Shariram, Deva Shariram or Mruga Shariram, they are all bound to have these sixfold modifications. And suppose we say, Lord also has got Krishna Shariram, then that Krishna also must have Asti, Jayate, Vardate, all four sixfold modifications. Then they won't accept that. They say, our Krishna is different. It becomes a mere sentimental attachment. If one asks such questions, they become very angry or they become even irritated. So Krishna says, Ahaitukam, a philosophy which does not have reasoning behind it. And it is also called, which does not have any, you know, tattvartham. There is no tattvartham also, valid or real meaning also. That which is false, mithya. So why it is, you know, there is no tattvartham? Because the moment a person is attached to a karyam, karyam is always a product of maya. Karyam means mithya only, Mundaka Upanishads. So as long as Ishvara is a form, it becomes a karyam. As long as Jiva is a form, Jiva becomes a karyam. As long as Jiva and Ishvara are karyam, they will be no tattvartham for them, mithya only. So it is without any tattvartham, it is full of atattvartham, untruthful teaching. And alpancha, very inferior and trivial teaching also. And why it is alpam? Alpa palatvat it is alpam, because it gives alpa palam. That knowledge gives only a limited result, limited benefit alone it gives. Because even for dehatmavadis, people with dehatmavadis, certain advantages are there. When he does not believe in punya or papam, he need not worry about next janma. And yavat jivet, sukham jivet, rinam kritva, kritam pibet. So as long as you live, live happily. Even if you have to get the loan and all that thing, enjoy life, no problem at all. He need not bother about dharma, adharma, punya, papa, none of those. He can completely indulge in worldly pleasures without any guilt. But the problem is, for some time one can enjoy that life, but later it will be all misery only. And so it is alpa palam. So the palam is sense enjoyment for a short while. Whereas sattvika jnanam has got mahat palam. So it is mahat jnanam, whereas this tamasa jnanam is alpa jnanam. It gives only alpa palam. Tat tamasam udahritam. So we can say Charvaka Matam, materialistic philosophy, is Tamasa Jnanam.
According to this, the body alone is Atma, or a particular form alone is taken as God. Any fanatic religion comes under Tamasam only. Shloka 23. Niyatam sangarahitam aragatvesha takritam apalaprepsuna karma yattat sattvikam uchyate. So three types of jnanam have been talked about. Abheda jnanam is sattvikam, Veda jnanam is rajasam, and Dehatma jnanam is tamasam. We just saw. Now one, Krishna is going to talk about three types of karma. Incidentally, one more subtle difference also in this previous three, we can note. Abheda jnanam is a jnanam in which they say Atma behind everyone, behind every body is one and the same. That's what they say in Abheda jnanam. So, in Abheda Jnanam, the Vedantin says that there is an Atma different from the body. That's what they say. Atma different from the body. That's what they say. And that Atma is the same in all. And in the second type, like Sankhya philosophy and Nayayika philosophy at all, they say there is an Atma different from the body. Both say that the Atma, both the Vedantin and these people, they say Atma different from the body. But Advaitin says that all these Atmas are one and the same. And the Dvaita philosophers, they say there is an Atma other than body, which will travel after death, which will go to heaven, which will go to Naraka, all that. So, they have Vetirikta Atma, they believe. Atma different from the body, they believe, but what they say, this Atma which is here in my body and the Atma that is there in your body and the Atma here in that body, they are all different. They will all survive the death. Even after the fall of the body, Atma will go. One Atma will go to heaven, one Atma will go to hell. Thus, both accept Deha Vyatirikta Atma. Atma different from the body, they accept. But in Tamasam, there is no Atma other than body. For them, Dehaha Eva Atma. That is the difference between the three. So, Deha Vetirikta Atma, Abheda Jnana Asti. And Deha Vetirikta Atma, Veda Jnane. In all that also, in Veda Jnana also it is there. But Deha Vetirikta Atma Eva Nasti, it is not there in Tamasa Jnana. So, in Tamasa Jnana, there is no Atma different other than the body. Then, is there no Atma at all? If you ask, there is no Atma other than body, body alone is Atma, for Tamasajnana. This is the difference between Sattvikam, Rajasam and Tamasajnana. For the Sattvikajnana example, is the Advaitin only, is for Sattvikajnana. For Rajasajnana, examples are Astika Darshanas. So like Sankhya philosophy, Nyaya philosophy, Yoga philosophy, they are all. Vaisheshika, so Purva Mimamsaka, so all come under Vedajnana. So they believe in Vedas. But still they say Atmas are many. So for Tamasa Jnanam, what are the examples? Charvaka philosophy, the materialists, the scientists, for example. They believe that body alone is the individual and consciousness is nothing but a faculty of brain. That's what the materialist philosophies say. So life is nothing but a faculty of the body. There is no Purvajna, Purvajanma, no rebirth, none of those. And therefore, in the first and the second, Purva Janma will be accepted. That is in the Sattvika Jnanam and Rajasa Jnanam. And in the third, Tamasa Jnanam, Purva Janma will not be accepted. And the first and second are Astikavadis. Third will be Nastikavadis. That is another difference. And now comes the three types of karma. And what are those three types of karma? First one is Sattvika Karma. And what is that? Very simple. Karma Yoga is Sattvika Karma. Krishna is defining karma yoga alone in this shloka as sattvika karma. Remember, Krishna talked about the same karma yoga with a different name, sattvika sannyasa earlier. So Krishna wants to popularize karma yoga, so he brings it out with different labels, bhakti also. So we have four names so far, karma yoga, sattvika sannyasa, sattvika karma and bhakti, all are one and the same. What is that? Niyatam. Niyatam, that karma which is commanded by the Lord, duty prescribed by the Lord. And this also we have seen earlier. Niyatam, karma, compulsory actions, obligatory duties. Niyatasya tu sanyasaha, karmano nopapadyate, mohatasya parityagaha, tamasa parikirtitaha. We have seen that earlier. And in the third chapter also, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. So, Niyatam means what? That which is prescribed. That which is prescribed by whom? By the Lord. Where? In the scriptures. Again, prescribed in the scriptures. Ishwarena Vede Vihitam Karma Niyatam Ityuchate. So, Sattva Karma is the karma, which is not Kamya Karma, which is not Nishiddha Karma, nor Prayaschitta Karma, but which is Niyata Nitya Naimittika Karma. These are all compulsory duties. What are the examples? Krishna gave three important karmas as duties. What are those? Yajnaha, Dhanam and Tapaha. Yajnyo Dhana Tapas Chaiva Pavanani Manishinam. Therefore, Niyatam Karma means Yajna, Dhanam and Tapakarma. And how is it done? Sangarahitam, without any attachment. Why? Again, we have to remember the previous shloka. Nadveshti akushalam karma kushalena anushajyate. We have seen that. Once we come to duties, we should not divide it into pleasant duties or unpleasant duties, kushalam and akushalam. Some duties will be uncomfortable and some others will be welcome. Our tendency will be raga towards pleasant duties and dvesha towards unpleasant duties. And once we develop raga dvesha towards duties, it becomes sangam. Then what should be the attitude? Karyam ityeva yat karma. I should not categorize it as a pleasant duty and unpleasant duty. This is just a duty. And what should be my attitude? Karyam. I should do it. Kartavyam. Full stop. That's it. This attitude is called sangam rahityam. No grumbling, no mumbling, none of those things. I should just do it. Should not even be putting up. Pleasantly done. So I am happy because it is to be offered to the Lord. So sangarahitam or araga dvesha dveshata kritam. So no raga dvesha in that. It is almost an explanation of sangarahitam, which is done without raga and dvesha. Raga towards pleasant duty and dvesha towards unpleasant duty. Then what about the phalam? Apala prepsuna karma. Without expectation of any phalam. That is, nitya karma should not be converted to a kamya karma. And when we say phalam, either drishta phalam or adrishta phalam. Drishta phalam is in the form of appreciation, acknowledgement, other people congratulating. All those things are drishta phalam. And adrishta phalam is what? Punyam. Both one should not expect. And also, ihaloka phalam va, paraloka phalam va. Because if one does his or her duty, one is supposed to go to a special part of Swargaloka and all that, called Pitrulokas, supposed to be very comfortable loka in Swargaloka, nice department, all those things are there. Who will go there? Whoever does their duty properly, for them a seat will be reserved in that loka. Even that one should not expect. So, apala prepsuna. Phalam praptum ichyati iti palaprepsuhu. Expecting some phalam. This person is apalaprepsuhu, who does not expect any such benefit. So, yati tat sattvikam uchyate. Such karma is called sattvikam karma. We have to remember the parallel shloka actually. Yogastha kuru karmani sangantyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyosamo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. All these shlokas we have to remember. Shloka 24. Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasam udahritam. This we can easily understand this. What is rajasam karma? We can say generally kamya karmas come under rajasam. So nishkama karma is sattvikam, kamya karma is rajasam. So yat karma kamepsuna kriyate. That karma which is done by one who wants a benefit. Here, kama refers to phala. Kamyate iti kamaha. Various worldly objects one desires. Kama ipsuho. Kaman vishayan aptum ichyati. Iti kama ipsuho. Desirous of all worldly benefits. And how do you know the difference? We will know the sankalpa actually. When we do the sankalpa, we know. If it is a nishkama karma, he will say, mamo pata samastadvada kshayadvara shri parameshwara prithyartham so and so karma karishye. That's what he will say. Only as to please Lord. Only thing is, durudakshayadvara, I should become purer and purer. That's what he will ask. And this karma is done ishwara prithyartham. That is sattvikam karma.
But here it is, you know, danyam, danam, pashum, bahuputra, lapam, sat, sata, samvasaram, dirgamayuhu, all those things, they are all called rajasam. So this, there are so many kamas. So kamepsuna kriyate. So that person desiring of so many of these benefits. And sa ahankarena kriyate. And that which is done with ahankara, with pride, with arrogance. Here, ahankara cannot be taken as dehatma buddhi. Why? Dehatma buddhi is there for sattvika karma also. Because when sattvika karma is done, he is a karma yogi. Karma yogi is a jnani or ajnani. He is still an ajnani only. So he should have dehatma buddhi. So in sattvika karma also, ahankara is there. But Krishna talks about ahankara in rajasa karma alone here. So this ahankara should be some other ahankara. It is not philosophical ahankara, which is common to all three. Here ahankara means arrogance or pride, where Ishvara is not recognized. That is, daivam, daivam chaivatra panchamam, all actions done with the five factors. We saw it earlier in the last lecture. It was done maybe a couple of months ago. So, adhishtanam, tata, karta, karanam, vividhas, cheshtaha, daivam. So, we saw all that thing. So, God's grace is also there in the achievement of all things. Whatever we do, we achieve, God's factor is there. With this awareness of God's grace, when I accomplish something, then it becomes humility. But the Rajasic people, they got a strong ego. Therefore, he says, I did it. I accomplished it. Lot of eyes. I everywhere. When even he talks to someone, when most of the words are aham or mama, I and mine only. So asmat shabdaha is more. Asmat shabdaha means we talk about me and myself. That's the problem. Therefore, ahankarena saha kriyate. And bahula yasam karma. The karma which involves lot of ayasam. Ayasam means effort with lot of ayasam. Because he will have too many desires. Therefore, he will have too many involvements. Therefore, too much action. And so, all the time caught up in karma. Whereas, in the case of sattvic person, it is not that 24 hours he does karma. Karma is necessary, but overdoing karma also is not proper. Anything overdone is not accepted. They may be doing service, alright. There also, he does since morning till midnight without any time for the study of scriptures. Then also, that will become a rajasic tendency only. And also becomes an obstacle to moksha. Karma must be there, and also some time for study of scriptures also should be allotted. That is why Krishna said, yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karma. That's what he said. Karma is to be limited. It should not be removed. Whereas rajasic person, what does he do? Bahula ayasam. He involves too many efforts, too extrovert in nature, too and tat rajasam udahritam. That is declared to be rajasic. So all these things can be compared to the three types of yajnas that Krishna talked about in the 17th chapter. Aharaha, yajnaha, tapaha, dhanam, all those things there we have elaborately seen. That the method of worship is different and the motive of the worship is also different. I will take just only a few more minutes to finish Loka 25. Anubandham kshayam himsam anapeksha cha paurusham mohadharabhyate karma yattat tamasa muchyate. Here comes actually the tamasa karma. So we said, you know, nishkama karma is sattvikam karma, selfless action. And sakama karma is rajasam karma, selfish action, and nishiddha karma or negative action or himsa karma becomes tamasam, harmful action. So Krishna says, yat karma mohat arabhyate. That is the first thing. That action which is started with a delusion, avivekaha, without judging properly, without discriminating properly. Moha is the result of which guna? Tamo guna. That is why we say tamasa karma. So mohat arabhyate. And because of moha, a person does not think at all. It is avicharya kriyate. He does not think about anything and does action. Krishna gives a list of things that one does not think about. That means we have to think of a large list of things before we do anything. Krishna teaches that indirectly to us. Anubandham. First, we have to think about the consequences. What will happen if I do this karma? Because often our problem is what? When there is some difficulty in some field to get out of one problem, we do something which will lead us to a much worse problem. We should remember that the solution must be better than the original problem. Otherwise, it is better to suffer the problem. Is call it prarabdham and just go through it. Then kshayam, the loss, the expenditure. Expenditure is not just money. It is time also expenditure, physical energy, mental energy. And of course, we are spending money also. So it must be worth it. Many times we look at the worth of money, but we spend time. We do not think of the worth of time at all. Kshayam. Then himsa, an action should benefit me. That is all right. But this action should not harm anybody else. It should not harm anyone's comfort. So himsa and paurusham, one's personal resources. Resources, these resources are physical resource, mental resource, all of them. Suppose you decide to go to Kailas, for example. We have to take stock of our mental, physical, financial, all those conditions. The capacity, the resources. If one does not observe all these, then it becomes a tamasic karma. Every small thing has to be taken into consideration. If they are not considered, anapekshya, without regard to these, if a karma is done, yat tat tamasam uchyate, it is declared to be a tamasic karma. So we'll stop here and continue in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah. Tasya prakriti lina seya parasa maheshwara. Sri Krishna. Namaste. Narayana.